We're back. TBI episode 174.
Boom. Wow. And we're off.
We're back.
Penultimate.
Back. All wearing black tops today.
Next season.
Yeah, boy.
We're joined by returning guest, Poppy Hillstead.
Wagwan,
Poppy. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Yeah.
Again.
Yep. Again.
Has entered the studio.
And back. Yes, do you always wear black?
No.
Oh, so this was all pure
do you guys?
Luck.
Yeah, I always do.
I think we do tend to. I tend to lean towards a black T-shirt.
Do you coordinate for TVO?
We do. No, we do a lot of the time, yeah.
Do
you? We get ready together, yeah.
We go into the TVO changing rooms.
The Batman cave.
Just loads of black T-shirts.
We go through makeups, talk to the stylist.
Yeah, sure.
Brainstorm some ideas. Do you know what I mean?
Is there a mood board?
Yeah. Just holding stuff up.
Just says sad on it.
Just says crying again. Just got a big tear and a broken heart.
I'm very self-conscious because this week I did shave. I shaved my moustache off.
That looks good though, I think.
Did you shave your balls?
Do you know what?
Have you ever done that?
Here's, this is absolutely true. I used to keep it so tidy down there since having a child.
In case you got lucky.
Well, no, just I liked it. It was quite, you know, sort of, I was quite...
I like it tidy.
But since I had a child and, you know, my sort of below the belt hygiene has just gone out the window.
It just stinks now.
It's just all muddy.
It's just really eggy.
No, but what I mean is, like, my
time smells like damp.
My time is so precious.
I
keep it very clean, but I've not actually trimmed my pubic hair.
I've done it once with an electric,
years.
And I nicked my ball.
Oh yeah.
And there was blood on my leg.
Yeah, I've
still there. It's like a tattoo. Just dry black.
That's what I always use an electric.
Bowel cancer blood.
But I always used to use an electric just to trim the above. The above bit was always
welcome
kept
to the
short.
Podcast, Poppy.
I would use a beard.
What, you'll do it with hair cutting scissors?
No, I always did it
you
with
go
a
to
beard.
The barbers. Do a headstand.
Go to a Turkish barber's.
Short back sides and
out.
Down below, please.
Short
back sides and underneath.
But now it's currently, like, I'd say, and this is no word of a lie, I think it's currently the bushiest it's ever been down.
Show us.
Yeah, great. Yeah, get it out.
We've got no point of reference.
I'll send a photo on a WhatsApp group. But this week I have tidied above.
I tried to trim mine back a bit. It makes your willy look bigger, doesn't it?
If you trim it right. My willy looks so tiny currently.
Look, poking his little eye out. Is it there? You look like you've got a big 70s bush.
I dropped a little like new potato in a fucking shrub.
A little baked bean in a bush.
Oh God. Can you get some pictures up in post?
Oh, yeah, I will do. Now I feel like my time is starting to my schedule's clearing out a bit.
It doesn't matter.
So I might
just have a Brazilian, just have a landing strip.
Just an arrow down to it.
Pointing, that's where it is, ladies.
Can you see it?
Touch here. Can you rub scratch
I've
and
seen,
sniff?
I've seen those sorts of there's tattoos Sorry. Like that. Have you ever seen tattoos
where people
like fingers pointing at it?
Go for
gross. What would be your reaction? You were with a person.
Get
and
the
that,
knee pads out, not really.
And you saw them, and you saw it revealed.
Sorry.
Knee pads. I'm still Julian said a couple of things there that is just like malfunction my brain. That
Sorry.
Egginess of
eggy.
Someone's.
Eggy, yeah.
That's really disturbing.
An eggy willy would be bad.
Oh. That, I mean, how bad... Is that does
Off
that happen?
Egg. It can happen with STIs and stuff.
Can it? Yeah, sure.
How do you know, Julian?
Julian reeks.
Yes.
Pure egg.
Like I think like you can have infections,
sure.
I suppose, can't you?
What that make it smell of egg?
Maybe.
Why
anything.
Did you say that casually then?
It's just a bad smell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but like I don't associate it with a crotch.
What's your go-to reference for a bad smelling crotch?
Cheese.
A cheese?
I don't like for men. I don't know.
Or either. It can be gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
Well, odour.
Guys like can sometimes wear the same jeans so much there's a bit of a damp
Yeah. Right.
Crotch smell.
Sort of mold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to TVI 174.
But you're not meant to wash jeans. This is the thing, because I'm prone to
I'm prone to
overwashing jeans. Technically, you're not really meant to wash jeans. You're meant to put them in the freezer, aren't you? Do you not know this? I mean, you buy Moody probably fucking Primark jeans. Sorry. That was such an insult.
It's getting violent about my jeans.
Your Moody jeans. You can do whatever you want with them.
Just grabbed me by the lapels and said that.
What I mean is, if you buy a good quality jean, you're not meant to wash them. It ruins the denim.
But where does it say on any advert that you should freeze them?
I think it's just that's a sort of well-known...
Wives' tale.
Can Lucas check this on the internet, please?
I mean, who's got room in their freezer to put their jeans?
I've got rid of all the food out of it now. It's just loads of jeans. Every shelf. Yeah. All my denim jackets. I think of it more as a wardrobe.
My Daisy Dukes.
I think it's an old wives' tale.
Is it?
It's a rumour online that's been repeated by some denim manufacturers.
I'm an old wag.
Scientists repeatedly debunked it, saying household freezers do not kill bacteria.
Scientists, I'm with the conspiracy theorists. But when you think of scientists,
but when you freeze things, doesn't that kill bacteria?
Household
freezers aren't strong enough.
Yeah, household freezers do not kill bacteria.
It would get the smell
right.
Away.
So you need to buy an industrial gene freezer. Is what you're saying.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying.
So hang on. So can you just
nitrous oxide.
Got the Google app open? Can you check, does washing jeans ruin the denim?
Mm. Are you, I mean, washing anything over time, I guess, does. Even your face. Just ruins it.
I mean, yeah, you are. Do you know you're not meant to, in a shower, when you're in a hot shower, you're not meant to put the water directly
too
in your face.
Yeah, too hot. That
fucks your face.
I had a facial 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Still see a bit of jizz on your cheek.
I had to pay rent, you know what I mean? These gas prices are through the roof. That's my solution.
What's the gene care?
It says wash jeans inside out to avoid fading and fibre damage.
Yeah, we know that.
Wash them inside. Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe you want them faded.
Cold. You should do a cold wash.
Yeah, use a gentle or delicate cycle. Yeah, use mild mild detergent. No bleach. Never use hot water.
No bleach. Who's going to put bleach in their thinking that's going to be okay?
Come out just white George Michael jeans.
Just tip some Domestos over these jeans.
What happened to my jeans?
That's weird. Reading the bleach bottle. Don't say it. It bleaches.
People do that to style them, don't they? Bleach jeans are like
a weird period, tie roll or whatever.
Yeah, you sort of threw specs.
Oh yeah, I know.
And sung "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go."
Very common with the Eastern European community.
Yeah. Their big high techs. No offense.
A blue jean and a smart black shoe.
And a shiny black loafer.
And a big leather jacket.
Grey tracksuit bottoms and Chelsea boots.
Why did we get onto the jeans? Because of the pew.
We ended up at race.
You were saying, about the people that wear their jeans too much.
Because it makes their balls smell.
What I've heard is you're not really meant to wash your jeans. That could be a...
Do you wear jeans often?
Yeah. Cool. But I wash them, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's all fine. Cold wash.
You got a jean freezer?
No, I haven't. Big industrial jean.
Do you wear a good jean or a cheap jean?
Cheap jean. I'm with Julian. Primark.
Is it nice? Yeah.
Well,
you know what though? These were in my cupboard for ages, and I put them on. I'm like, they're actually one of my favourite jeans.
Are they a Primark jean?
Yeah,
they're nice. Oh, I like them.
Yeah, look, they're nice, man.
Do they stink? Smell them.
Are they
stink of egg. I've got egg flavour ones. They come egg packed.
Good of faith.
They're just cheesy around the crotch. I wash them. I do turn them inside out though.
Okay. Yeah.
And then freeze them for 7 weeks with my peas.
No problems with any of the smells of it. I don't know. I don't
what
smell
about
people.
Shit.
Shit. What, the smell of shit.
But if someone smells of shit.
Oh, that is the one.
Fresh light brown shit. What?
What do you wear? What sort of jeans do you wear, Luke?
You what do your jeans you cheap, smell
you
of?
A cheap jean wearer.
No, I think you should invest in good jeans.
I'm always wearing good jeans.
Yeah, I used to like spend about 120 on jeans.
I used to, but then now I've just settled.
They still fall apart though.
I've settled on a good quality pair of Levi's. These are Levi's 511.
Yeah, they're nice.
I've been meaning to get some Levi. I ain't had them for years.
Not too skinny.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they're very. These are a good sort of autumn winter jean. A thick denim.
Yeah.
You know the thing with them Primark ones, they're all like sort of leggy. They are. They're so thin.
Joppers. Horse riding trousers.
But yeah, I always find they're quite thin, aren't they?
They are, but you can just buy a new pair. Each day, and still be all right for the gas bill.
Just buy two and put one over the other.
Yeah. You could, yeah.
It's true, actually.
I might buy a pair of Levi soon, though. I don't know what ones to go for, though.
Well, you know, your 501s are your classics.
I used to have 501s with my Reebok Classic white trainers and my Ralph Lauren shirt.
Yeah. Was it a real Ralph Lauren? I used to get behind Oxford Street. Yeah. Did you ever get those?
I got one on
Oxford
Street.
Out of a suitcase. There was a bloke just selling them out of a suitcase.
Out of a suitcase? Yeah. What, with the labels sewed?
Yeah. The horse was always a bit big.
Big giant pony.
With a little jockey on it.
Going over the button.
There was always something just a bit off about him, innit?
The little weird jockey face.
I used to love it. I was a real Reebok Classic. Jean guy. Mm.
Yeah, you guys are London now. I'm just from Lincolnshire.
What was the sort of youth look when you were growing up? Was there a standard?
A straw hat.
Like a gone wrong, like Linkin Park. Hoodie.
Okay, yeah.
What's gone wrong, that album?
But some kind of like lettering gone, like a knockoff one from the market or something, yeah. It's really
He died,
horrible.
The lead singer of Linkin Park,
did
didn't he?
He?
Didn't he?
Know.
Chester...
Chester Bennington.
Chester Bennington. Was it, I believe, was it self-inflicted?
Yeah, it was suicide.
Ooh. What, how did he do it?
Let's go into that, shall we? What was the technique he used?
Just trying to make notes.
Look at us, yeah. Just kind of just working out which one I'm going to go for.
Window shopping.
What if you, I mean, this is a horrible conversation.
Drugs in a hotel.
He's already got your plan. What drugs?
Blow half a pound of ketamine into my arse.
That's not going to kill you.
I've never done ketamine. I wouldn't do ketamine. It'd be like heroin or something like that.
But what if you don't die?
Then you have a really good buzz. Then you just have a great time. If you don't die, it makes you want to be alive to do again.
Because isn't it the classic one is painkillers, isn't it? What you do is you OD on painkillers and it causes, doesn't it cause like massive internal bleeding and you then, you're obviously passed out from the actual overdose and you just...
And there's no pain.
Internal bleeding and you die in your sleep, essentially.
Or you do sleeping pills and then you drink and then it's liver failure.
I don't know why people hang themselves. I think like,
such
what?
It's such a tough way to do it.
I mean, even if it goes successfully, it ain't fun.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's what the guy from Lincoln
You're hanging, choking.
Oh,
for
God.
About 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why would they do that?
Unless you, I mean, this is just a horrible topic, but when people used to get hung,
it would break their neck.
There'd be a drop, wouldn't there? So if you're going to do it yourself.
But unless someone's a professional noose maker, like, they're probably just going to choke and regret it and then swing around.
And if you find one of them to make it for you, you might ask why you're after one.
Yeah.
Can't really put that shout out on Facebook. Any professional noose makers on my friend list?
I remember at school someone asking, if you were on a desert island with a chicken, would you kill it to eat it?
Right.
And I thought, yeah. But I said as a kid that I couldn't chop its head off, but I'd bury it in the sand up to its neck and then just wait for the tide to come in and just walk away. You'd torture it.
Yeah. Prefer to watch its suffering in its eyes.
As it saw death come for it. Yeah.
So I thought, I used to think like, God, if I
would you bring and get
myself,
his kids to watch?
Little chicks.
Little
line
chicks
them up.
Weeping.
Daddy!
No, I mean, I'd just have to pick it up, look away and crack its neck.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
I'd just starve to death and let it live on me.
I'd crack my own neck.
and let it just live eating my corpse for about 6 months until it gets rescued.
I'd torture it. No, it would be like, I thought in my kid head, if I walk away, that I don't have to deal with seeing it die.
Yeah. That's one of the most common questions that gets, well, it's not coming common, the wrong word, but there's an old sort of trope of vegans being asked, if it was you and a cow on a desert island, would you kill it to survive?
Yeah.
But then they very rarely give you the reason that a cow has also managed to make it onto shore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think most
how is it you
would.
And the cow have survived the shipwreck? But no one else has.
Yeah.
Why the fuck was a cow on your ship?
Yeah.
Mad stag do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mad stag do.
Yeah.
Crazy.
See, I think it's all there's too many flaws in that for me to justify answering.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
also, what is it? Just you and the cow and one palm tree. In which case, you're going to eat the cow and then die anyway. You might as well just die sooner.
The cow would last a while, wouldn't it?
I reckon.
Use its milk.
What do you reckon? A few months?
I'm lactose intolerant.
But if you kill it, it won't have any milk being made, will it?
Could do.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty
still
sure
trying
they do stop making it on, upon death.
Just fill a bucket up and then kill it. How would you kill a cow without a weapon?
Break its neck.
That'd be a hard fight, man.
Just one.
I mean, I could, yeah. But
overhand right, take it down.
Fuck, use it as a punch bag for 7 hour intense training.
Both your hands broken. You're just so tired. The cow's just chewing some grass. Hasn't even noticed you.
Cow ain't noticed your shit punches.
Yeah, you could not kill a cow.
Cow just look at you like you're a pussy.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever met? Mental.
I saw some wild cows the other day. Yeah,
wild cows.
They were wild. Yeah.
Wild cows.
I think they were wild.
Have you been up close and touched a cow?
Yeah, I've found a cow.
Massive.
Yeah,
they are so big. Yeah. They're also really gentle and friendly.
Yeah.
I went to a
They've got four stomachs.
they have. Why is that?
So they can digest grass.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
How does that? But does
they
it?
They need
in,
four. What yeah. The fucked up shit.
What does that? A? Does it go into different stomachs at different points of digestion?
Isn't it so much?
So it goes from one to the other. It's like a production line, is it?
I'm pretty sure it's because it's got so much fiber. They need to break it down.
So if we ate grass, we'd be fucked because it's just gonna stay.
Yeah, we'd get ill.
Is that why? Because that's why dogs eat grass to get sick.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they do it. They
and because they're dumb as shit.
They also eat shit because they're fucking idiots.
There's also microorganism in the grass that they need to kill, and they don't chew it properly. So stomach.
What happens if a human eats grass? Can you
probably get ill? I think.
I think it comes out like it, you don't digest.
Oh, it just goes straight through, innit?
Because my dogs are eating it before, and it's just come out of their on their poo.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You can taste it, like not really.
Oh god!
You can upset the stomach. You get diarrhea, vomiting. Yeah, that's what happened when I ate it. Yeah,
I might get some later.
Will you guys tell me when I need to go to my life drawing class?
No problem.
You've got to go.
Don't tell her.
You've got to go at 6:40.
Okay, 6:40.
And I've got to go at 6:55.
Don't tell them the time.
Why?
We're going to keep them.
Oh, don't say yes. What you got? You're doing life drawing.
Yeah.
For anything, or is it just a little hobby you've decided to take up?
Just always done it.
How many? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you always done it? Yeah.
Because I've done life drawing in the past.
Yeah.
What's your ratio of male to female models?
Ball to cock.
At uni, it was more blokes.
Always. It's normally more blokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Were they weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, ours were great.
Yeah, right. Sure they were.
He had like a massive dick.
Yeah.
And then someone complained that the
probably a relative of mine. Somewhere along the family tree.
It's like the film Twins, though. You got the tiny one. You got the massive one.
I got the boy version.
Who complained? Somebody complained.
Yeah, that his dick was too big.
What,
they didn't have enough ink.
A1. It was hard to draw, or it was off-putting for them.
She
was getting too wet. Not really.
God.
Sorry.
They just got uncomfortable, so they complained to the.
What? She didn't have to put it in her.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Why was it uncomfortable? What, it, just the sight of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Really?
It's not his fault.
No, it isn't.
Imagine it was the other way and it was too tiny.
Yeah, it's too small and I feel weird.
I feel weird, it's just too tiny. Sorry, man, like, you're going to have to go early.
Because I did it at
a tiny
college. I did college when I did art A-level.
Yeah.
And we did life drawing.
Yeah.
And the first week, it was a woman.
Yeah.
And... It was really. I was sitting with my.
Full up,
I was sitting with my notebook on my thing drawing, and then everyone
rose.
In the class said I put the pad on my lap because I had a boner,
instant
and it wasn't
boner.
True. It was just my drawing style. But then the next week it was a guy, and it was the same guy every week
and
for about 2 months.
Yeah, where did you put the thing? Did you move away for that? Did you try and prove from that point that you were you didn't
you just
have
took
a
your trousers off. Look, it's soft.
But I, he
did
had
the
quite,
guy have weird.
He was a weird guy. He had
was
quite
it?
A small dick,
oh,
and
right.
But he was very chatty when we were all drawing him. He kept chatting to us. I was like,
shut
mate.
Up, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The funniest one I did. We had Trevor Crook on the podcast last week.
Right.
Very funny, Trevor. But when we did a series called Babysitting Trevor of a podcast.
Oh yeah.
Very fun. Where we used to take Trevor to things that would make him uncomfortable.
Essentially. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And we took him life drawing. And we went to there's like a hipster life drawing class at the London Stripper Society.
I did that the other week.
Right, yeah. So yeah, in East London.
Yeah.
And apparently they 9 times out of 10 have a woman as the model.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 week we went, it was a guy, and he was a massive black guy with the biggest dick. And Trev wouldn't look at his dick. So
wouldn't look at it.
So we're all drawing him.
Racist Trev.
This is absolutely true. So I was drawing him with his dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Trev drew him, and in the bit where his dick was, drew a tutu. Just drew a dress on him instead.
Why didn't he want to draw?
He just didn't want to look at it. He said, he goes, I didn't look at his dick once the whole time he was in front of me, even though he was literally 5 foot in front of me.
I'd have gawped at it.
Yeah.
And he was incredible. He was a specimen. He was ripped. And like, he was getting in these amazing shapes. He was
probably a member of my family.
Trained stripper.
Another relative.
Another brother of mine. Long lost.
But yeah, he got into all these crazy, like, sexy shapes.
Yeah.
Because he was a stripper. Yeah. He got into like mad shit.
He's bringing the heat.
Yeah, he was.
So Trevor he wouldn't look at the dick at
No,
all.
He just wouldn't look at it.
Why? What does he think is going to happen?
He might have secret repressed feelings.
He probably
maybe,
he could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I just got on with it and just drew it. Took some snaps for my... so I could do some home drawing.
Yeah.
Just go do some home...
I want to do some homework.
I'll finish this over the weekend. I've got a hotel room.
Should I come and do some private posing?
I just really want to get a good grade on this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, God.
But yeah. So how many people are in your class?
It's not really a class. It's more that it's just like...
One on one.
I mean?
In his van.
Yeah. Someone's just showing me their dick. Yeah.
Putting your pad out.
Yeah. It's more just like you turn up and they're just like, yeah, go for it. That's it. And you just say, all right. So, and they provide like materials.
Right, okay.
And a model.
And where do you do this?
Stoke Newington.
Okay. And what's the general caliber of model, like, in terms of attractiveness?
Attractiveness, yeah, for them lot, just fit.
Really?
Hot
models.
Pretty
good.
Are they? Hot
models,
yeah.
Have you ever, you've never done life drawing?
No.
You should, mate.
Do it.
Oh, well, I might come.
I mean, you'll get banned within one session.
I'm a rubbish drawer, though. I can't draw. It'd just be insulting to them.
I think I've seen you draw it.
Oh, I drew, didn't I?
But
I think so.
That's the point. It's about learning. It's about practice. It's about.
I mean, yeah, I'm shit, though. I can draw a cartoon face.
Just do that, then. Do a big cartoon willy.
I still do the same drawing I did when I was about 7.
Like, what is that?
Just like a round face with a little nose, like a U, 2 eyes. I'll do
what?
A mouth,
why?
Lips, teeth probably open a bit, and then ears on it. And
yeah.
I might do curly hair.
Yeah. Nice.
And then a neck, then, you know, hands in pockets.
Yeah.
I'll do that, yeah. And shoot. But I'll do the feet, but they're both pointing out.
We've got a bit of paper, let's draw it.
Oh, yeah, draw it now. Oh, I drew a picture of Julian once that you said you looked like shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the most accurate picture I've ever done of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll have to.
What?
Are you doing it? Have you been doing it for years?
It was a good
drawing actually...
Julian over and over again.
She's a very good artist.
Oh,
yeah,
I want to see
a bad
this.
Start already. I'm going to hold it up to the camera shortly. But how many have you been always been into drawing? And...
Yeah.
Well, painting, what sort of stuff?
I do it all. I mean, I'm not going to say that. Is this me, Julian?
Like, it could be, actually.
It could be this one person who's been drawing forever.
I can't draw.
The lymph nodes are up a bit.
I can't draw women, though.
Is this a man or a woman?
Yeah, I don't mean, I would say that.
I don't want this to be asexual. Me anymore.
Should I draw some boobies on it?
Yeah. There you go. I like that.
That's all right.
And then the feet.
Oh, the one foot. Yeah. Okay, one foot with a line down the middle. That's not too bad. A couple of boobies.
There we go. I like that.
I don't know why I put nipples on the jumper.
hold it up to this one over here. Let's hold it. There you go.
Well, I don't understand. You say you've been drawing this forever. Like, what do you mean?
He just draws it once a day.
No, but that's the same drawing I would have done when I was 8.
You never improved.
No.
That was the level we got to.
Same style.
Yeah, but no, but you said very specifically these, do you know what I mean? This.
It's just easy. Like, when you draw hair, it's easy to draw it curly, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Mm.
Other than like a good side parting.
Yeah.
I have drawn, like when I've been with Ren, I've looked at how to draw like a puppy, like a Yorkshire Terrier, like on YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And I've copied it like that.
And,
it's
work?
Come out all right.
Yeah, you showed me that.
Well, that's it. You can.
Did I? Yeah.
Like most people can learn to draw. It's not.
Yeah.
I used to be quite good at it when I was doing art and life drawing lessons. Right? But then
you did art in school, A level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have been pretty good then.
I was good, but I was very pretentious. So most of my artworks in A level were sculptures. So.
Oh, really? Sculptures?
Yeah, I was very pretentious. But yeah, I could also draw. You could do the basics first, innit? Get your basics down.
We should all go to life drawing. Come with me.
I used to really like it. I thought it's a very, I used to like. Yeah.
It's relaxing.
It is very relaxing. Yeah.
And yeah. You prefer if it's a man or woman, or you don't mind?
Shit, mate. If I'm drawing.
I ain't drawing no geezer. If it's a geezer, I leave straight away. Just throw my pen down in a huff.
Fuck this.
Fuck this ain't what I was promised.
Promised, well.
This ain't what I'm owed.
Oh, God. Let's check on the group and see what questions we have this week.
Oh yeah.
There was some chat about, what was the chat about vasectomies that I missed?
I don't know how that started off.
Okay.
I went into this chat and then I immediately left.
That was one of the questions.
Why did Poppy leave?
Yeah, because you came in and I said, because your real phone number was on.
Yeah,
it.
I got scared. Yeah, I'll come back in.
Get a burner phone for it.
Yeah, just for this.
They asked the other day, but they asked again today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I said, I'm going to grill you on it.
I just got scared. That's all.
Because your real number was there.
Yeah. And I thought, God, they're all going to start messaging me.
They're well behaved.
James said, what medical procedure freaks you out the most?
I think it's not controversial to say a sex change.
Oh, what if you had to have your bits removed?
Yeah, that would freak
me out. For you personally.
Yeah.
But that would be the worst bit. Getting a couple of Babylons put on.
Sweet Babylons would be all right.
But like, it's more that, yeah, the bottom bit, yeah. Bottom surgery would be the one I would.
Yeah,
like having that cut off and then inverted and all that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
That's a freak.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it'd be something you don't want. You shouldn't enter into it. That's my thoughts on that.
I should get in the queue to the reassignment queue. Steer for
Are
the
you
laugh.
Squeamish about medical
No,
things?
Not really. I'm interested.
Right.
I'll have a look. But I've never had an operation.
Oh, you've never had an operation? Yeah. Not even like wisdom teeth.
I suppose
that's sort of the bottom end of.
I've had a load of teeth stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But not anything like major. I don't know what freaks me out. Oh, if you had I think you've had it down the throat.
Endoscopy, yeah.
Yeah, but without any anaesthetic.
Well, I had local anaesthetic. So I literally just had a spray
on
my throat.
Endoscopy?
That's endoscopy. That's colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine.
I'd love a bit of that.
You've got a bigger camera.
Can you do HD? Is that coming 4K?
But no, that one is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've heard.
Because in my head, I remember when I had to get it, and I was pretty out of it because I was really ill. It was
just
a proper emergency.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because I thought, well, it's... You know, this was what, 2003 when I got it.
Yeah.
And even then I thought, well, the modern technology, it'll be like a tiny little like a bit of spaghetti going down your throat. Oh, and it ain't, man. It is like a
fucking boom mic. It's a camera crew snake. Just tearing your mouth open.
Oh, man, it was so unpleasant.
I bet.
And it was about half an hour to head it down there. My and God. I was being held
Did he blindfold
down.
You first?
How come you didn't go with the... Because you can be kind enough.
With the conventional
I
doctor.
So I had internal bleeding at the time.
Oh, yeah, you
So
did.
I'd lost
yeah,
so much saying. Blood that I couldn't. They couldn't use general
anesthetic. That's because of the camera.
It was too dangerous.
So oh
I had
God.
To just be awake for my own.
Where was you got rushed into hospital?
Yeah, what was that?
What happened?
I had internal bleeding from a ruptured stomach ulcer.
Yeah. How did you get that?
Boozing and stuff.
I was young. Well,
Was that the Lemsip?
Yeah, I had a painkiller addiction as well as a lot of alcohol and ruptured a stomach ulcer I didn't know I had.
Bomber clot.
What's this question from Timmy? What are your favourite, what are your favourite old routines in terms of comedy?
I still do them, come and see me.
Let's check Julian's set list.
See me at Top Secret Friday.
He loves them so much, he's never let them go. This is a good one. My wife's about to give birth any day. Any advice for a birth partner?
Yeah, leave the country.
For
a birth partner?
Yeah.
You need to do it.
Yeah, I might do it, yeah.
I'll
be the doula.
You've done it enough times, mate, so you'll be good at it. But like, what? Yeah, any tips? Like, it's a hard one. That it's basically because like you've got to just you're it's very important the birth partner when you're with somebody who's giving birth.
You've got to be cool, supportive.
That's it, innit?
Yeah.
Don't try and do too much. Don't do anything. Don't be one of the people that's sort of like. Constantly going out and just like sitting in the waiting room.
There. Pretending you've got some errands to run.
Yeah. So you've got to just also
do a bit of admin.
Make sure to have a little honk on the gas and air.
On the boobies, I was going to say. Right, Doc, she's having a laugh. Yeah, the gas and air is sweet.
It's nice.
We were going to do a home birth. Well, we did do the last one. I had a home birth with Ren, but... With Bo, we were going to do a home birth with Bo. It was her first one. And we had loads of the gas at home.
I was
on it for about a week. It was sweet, man. It was probably like doing like lighter fluid, isn't it?
That's what it feels like. It feels like the balloons.
Yeah.
Little nangs. Have you ever done a nang?
I did a bit of them balloons a few years ago.
The little metal tubes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fill up a balloon. Yeah.
That's what gas
is. That's nitrous oxide, is it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, you see them all over the
Send some in. We'd try them on air.
That's a good idea.
it's an odd one. Like I do. Josh Howie was very, because he's had loads of kids as well, hasn't he? And he was very good at saying when I was getting ready to be a birth partner. He was just like, you've almost got to be like, you're like the manager, you're like the agent almost.
You're having a day off. But
your wife's doing all the hard bit.
But
what she doesn't need is people asking too many questions. Just you've got to be like, you're the
Is
hand
it mine?
Like,
stuff like that. Who's the dad? Can you keep the noise down? Those kind of questions.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd be rubbish. I wouldn't know what to do. Actually, no, I think I'd be all right. If it's just like keeping calm.
My ex is actually a doula. That's what she does, isn't it? Birth partner.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like sort of birth partners for hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They just sort of manage the situation and sort of make sure nothing's coming in that's going to stress out. Any doctors
coming in, they
just make sure there's no sort of...
Mayen, our patron, is a midwife. My mum was a midwife, actually.
So good. I mean, they're amazing. The midwives when Twyla was born were fucking wicked.
They
were so cool. Like they were just very calm and like, you know, just they're just nice people.
That's nice.
You don't want to. No dickheads are going to be a midwife, are they?
Yeah. Which hospital?
No
was
horrible
it?
Person's like, I want to bring babies into this world.
What hospital was it?
We were in Hammersmith and Westminster.
Oh right, okay.
In West
Have
London.
They got a birthing? Part
well, yeah, so basically, you've got birthing suites, but then we got told we couldn't have a birth suite. There was this weird thing where Hannah had like low platelets on the day of the birth,
which is
like your blood level, whatever. So they went, you've got to be in like the maternity ward, and we were like, ugh. Because in my head, I'd thought maternity wards are like, you ever seen that show One Born Every Minute, and it's all bright and they're screaming and shit?
Yeah.
So hospitals are too bright, aren't they, anyway?
Well, we went into the maternity ward at Hammersmith, and it was like, they put us in this big room that was like a birthing suite. It was all low-level lighting, and it had mood-changing lighting. there was like a big pool, that's and there nice. Was like a bed, and we could have our own music.
Wow.
It was super chilled all day.
Was there wasn't like other people in there.
No, it was a massive room. It was like sort of, you know, I thought we'd be in a, you know, curtained off.
And was it just you and Hannah for a lot of it?
Yeah, for loads of it.
And they'd just pop in and out and leave you to
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Wow. It's all right, isn't it?
It was great. It was actually a very nice day.
It's all right.
Yeah. And then I got booted out at the end because I wasn't. They got kept in and I obviously couldn't stay.
Oh,
and I got kept in for 2 days, so I just got sent home on my own for
being all
days.
Drunk and loud. We're doing swearing, cocaine.
Swearing at all the doctors.
Getting in the doctor's face.
Get your hands out of my wife's fanny.
What are you looking at her minge for, bruv?
Her face is up there, man.
Oh, man, you got a problem. That's my bird. Oh. I remember when I was young and... my then girlfriend, I was like a teenager, she went in to have a smear test and I was like really jealous.
Were you?
Yeah. I was like, you know when you're in that, like you couldn't quite, it was weird. Jealous. I weren't like old enough to really be responsive.
Jealous of who? What, because it was a male doctor?
Not jealous, just like looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Spitting on him.
Like it was a German doctor and he come out and I don't know, I just didn't like his face.
Ramagel.
Get your hands off.
That's extreme bloke jealousy.
That
there.
Is.
Jealous of like medical professionals.
Yeah. I know, it was weird.
Yeah.
What is I know some women who sort of just don't really care about a smear test.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable,
I know some that find it quite sort of uncomfortable and invasive. What's your where are you on the spectrum?
I don't really know.
Do you enjoy it?
I love it. It's fucking wicked. It's rad.
I do one a week. I just unwind on a Sunday.
Got your own stirrups and all that.
I bring my own kit.
I'm all right. I don't mind.
Yeah.
As in, it's not like...
It's not pleasant.
No.
But you don't find it too... traumatic?
No, not really. Because you get used to people prodding around there.
Do you feel self-conscious in stirrups?
No.
In stirrups?
Is that what I don't know what they're called.
I don't think I've ever been in a stirrup.
Don't they put their
like
things
that?
Over like that?
Maybe I have.
Just unbuckling really your feet down. Put a ball in your mouth. But I'd feel too vulnerable in that position.
There was a time where I did feel... really vulnerable. I had like a mole that had gone a bit like, I thought it might be cancerous, but it was like on my gooch. Do I have a gooch? I do have a gooch.
I think so.
Everyone's got a gooch, haven't they?
Everyone's got a gooch.
I think everyone's got a gooch.
Some people might be goochless.
They might be.
Would you mean the taint bridge?
You'd have to have a gooch, yeah. You'd have a little, even
taint
like,
bridge.
You didn't have, if a guy didn't have a gooch, that'd be your cock would just be coming out your bum
or taint your balls.
You need a little...
Anyway, in that bit, I'd like a...
How did you notice that? At yoga.
Yeah, just
the person behind you, and you want to get that checked out, mate.
I was just at hot yoga. I was just sharing a toilet with someone the other day.
Yoga teacher goes, can you stay behind? I just,
really
might sound invasive. But
I was shitting in someone's face. And
yeah, so
how did you notice it?
I could just feel it.
Oh,
so
with your
and
that's
I was
even
like,
worse.
What the fuck?
Did you do? Because have you ever
this bulbous thing?
I mean, one of the grossest things you can ever do
have
is
I got
use
a bowl
mirror.
Bag?
Let's put a mirror under you and have a look.
I know. Yeah,
I've done it a couple of times. When I thought something might be up.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on here, but when I just very briefly in January thought I had prostate cancer.
Oh right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I had a little look.
Well, and you needed a mirror to see if you've got prostate cancer. Mm. What are you looking for?
Well, just I want to see if there was any change of scenery.
Why don't you just stab your ass with your fingers?
No, but I just every,
give
something...
yourself a fuck yeah. give yourself a good squirting.
Oh,
you just called me, man. I'd have come over.
That was...
What's Julian and Carl doing?
You have to cut that out as a clip.
Oh,
that's
God.
Horrific.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that was viral.
Anyway, yeah. So I had a mole. Nice thing you've ever done,
so was it changing colour and stuff?
No, it was just fucked. I don't know what's the matter with
it. Did they remove it?
Well, I went in and I didn't really think about. I had a little crop top on,
yeah,
and they were like taking
bringing the heat to the surgery and high heels.
Probably like a
drop my pen. Drop my pen in reception.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a little crop top. So they were like, take your jeans off, take your pants off, and I was like, all right, yeah. So I was like there, like new.
That was just a patient.
Really, like really high up. Yeah, Newton just below your boobs.
Yeah, too much going on. Like really like mega, but like, oh God. And then they were like, can we bring in somebody, student
one of my mates. Couple of my pub buddies. Can we bring in my cousin, John? And then, what did he have to bring in someone else for?
Just as a student to look. And then they were like, where is it? And I was like...
What was the student studying in it? Like, it maths. Studying carpentry.
Just media studies. Just wanted to have a look, mate. Just want a second opinion.
So they brought him in, and then I was like, okay, it's kind of there. And they were like, okay, you're gonna have to get on all fours.
Yeah, yeah.
Shower. So I was
how
in
did
a crop
they say
top.
That? Like, politely.
Yeah, just get on all fours. So, as in
get
a crop top.
Get a fuck on your knees.
Don't look at me.
In a crop top, like begged. So much like flesh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like they were like, okay, just kind of, you're gonna have to like kind of spread it.
Like, getting downward dog.
Yeah. Fucking spread it.
Spread it. And then I was doing that, and then they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was literally on a table, like bent over, spreading my cheeks with like a crop top on. And they were like,
say that again. No, really. Can you say that slowly?
They were like, oh, have you been watching the tennis and stuff? And I was just like, I just kept saying, I've
been watching
like,
the tennis.
So humiliating. And they were like, yeah.
You just go, nah. They're like, oh, okay. Ask a different question.
Anyway, it's cancer. Yeah. Sorry.
You haven't, no, you've got cancer. Do you like boxing or what's your sport? Stage 7, yeah. You should have died 3 months ago.
But yeah, they basically had to remove it. So
there and then,
I think
what
that was
the crop top.
Burn it off.
The student who's been a bit fucking touchy.
We're gonna have to burn that off. What the mole? No, the top. Lock the door, Stanley. So God, how did they burn it off?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
Did on the day or was
they
it a return, like, visit?
Return visit?
That gives you an
and return visit, I presume you dressed accordingly.
Yeah, like jump, like dress.
You went full on Anne Summers shit. Yeah. No, but did you, and when you went back to burn it off, did they find a better seating position?
No,
you had to get back
still,
on the back on the table.
Spreading it and,
oh, God.
Yeah.
So they give you anaesthetic before they put the lighter under it?
I can't remember. I think I got injected.
So did it hurt? If do you remember
it
hurting?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No. So they said it was cancerous, did they?
No, they just need
to. Oh, they do it
just in case.
With moles, a lot of times they just get them off just in,
test it. To see if I'm fine. So it's useless, that whole thing.
Yeah. That's annoying.
It's a bit
burn
old
it off,
fashioned,
then
isn't it?
Test
burning
it and go like,
it.
Oh yeah, we didn't need to burn that off.
All
it's
this,
fine.
All this medical advancements, they just burn it.
Burn
just give you some anesthetic, they club you over the head. Just burn your fanny. Fucking hell. It's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah,
7 years in medical school.
No,
the last day.
Pass me the lighter, Tim.
On your final day, they're like, oh, this, we're going to teach you how to burn fannies.
But yeah, it's fine now. There's nothing's happening.
It is. I think all those things, like, they sound much worse when you're retelling it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
actually, at the time, it is so sterile.
Just going through the motions.
Yeah. Like when I thought I had prostate cancer, and I went in and, it's all just, fetal position.
They said, you have. That was it. It was easy.
But then it was all very, in and out. And I didn't, at no point did I feel any sort of shame.
It's
they,
nothing to be shamed of, is
I'm
it?
Doing this again because he's.
Well, she put me in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And then just hugged me.
Told you you're going to die. This is how you were born. This is how you're going to die.
Stroke my head.
Now sleep, precious one. That's it. See the light.
She was very old. She was like in her 60s, this doctor. Oh, and she just got right up in there.
Oh, did she? What, with her fingers?
Yeah. Well, no, with her foot.
With her nostrils. With a long tongue.
Yeah, just in her fingers.
I tried getting a prostate exam the other day, but they wouldn't give me one. They just took my blood because they had just wiped my ass.
I can't just walk in and ask for
one. I just didn't get anyone finger my ass in here. Where do I go for the fingering? The alleyway behind the surgery. But they just tested my blood, took blood and tested that about the prostate. They wouldn't look into my arse.
Oh, you checked.
I must look dirty.
You checked your testosterone, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty
high. It was super high.
Exceedingly.
Because my brother did as well.
And is your brother's is high, isn't
he? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
You're actually changing the podcast.